other chief. I think I might have fallen into my first amnesia casualty after your passing. My moment of shock. I mentioned this before. Carrie got pulled over the other day and got a $107 ticket for this expired plate here on the Jeep, which was back in August of 08. Well, I went to Belton's License Bureau and they turned me away and gave me a refund, and it was this big deal, and I have no paperwork between failed hard drives and just simply not having it. I'm just fucking completely lost as to why this event hasn't existed. So anyway, I'm gonna move forward. I'm just gonna get the thing retitled, take my lumps, and all that shit. So fuck, man, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's like on my list of priorities, the DMV just is not up there at all. Let's see, man, it's cold today. This has been fluctuating back and forth. This is the kind of day that we need to have a fire and pour some whiskey. So, let's see what the hell else is going on. Oh, Bush is on his way out. Clown, man, he's run around. Yesterday he had a press conference about how he thought his legacy was sound and he did everything so well. It's like, how could a fucking guy like that be so delusional to even remotely think that he did any good to this country at all? I mean, really, in 8 years, he has fucked everything up. Everything that guy touches turns to absolute vomit. I mean, 2.5 wars, if not more, that we don't even know about or they're going on right now. The failed economy, no confidence, the lowest approval ratings ever. And the only thing that this guy can really grab onto is how well he did after 9/11. It's like there's probably a good chance that he dropped the ball in the intelligence that led up to 9/11, let alone probably had more to do with it than any of us would even imagine. I'm not talking conspiracy. I'm just talking being a jam up fucking idiot. And it's like, wow. What kind of fucking shit is he on? He has to be lying about not being on shit. Let's see, what else is going on? Little Miles boy looks like he's pulling out of his fifth stage of going to sleep, and he's being a lot better about it, which, thank God, it's just a collective sigh of relief. Oh, I was going to tell you, too, what's cool is Zen Boy has a nice little fish tank full of fish. We're going to get fish on a regular basis. Carrie has a fish tank. Kind of becoming a fish, you know, a fish family, which is awesome. They're so cool to watch and all that stuff. And it would be nice to chat about what you think would be good solid fish for them. And God, I'm sure we would have done that. It's weird to think about. There's a catharticism that goes into this because I forget of how many things that I would bring up to you if you were here, and how many things I'm going to bring up without you here with this. And anyway, it's all good, man. Float around well over there. Go to a planet. Go to a good spot. And write me an invisible postcard, my dreams, if you have a chance. That'd be hot shit. All right, pal. I'm signing off for today. Good luck out there.